Jesus falls. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. John 12:24. We'd like to thank Scott Erickson for both his art and the following meditation. So take some time to pause and to consider the following words.
A meditation by Scott Erickson. In this image, we see the juxtaposition of a branch and the leaves falling off of that branch. The branch is connected to a larger reality, the tree, the roots, a whole network. And yet there are aspects of the tree that seasonally fall, detach, die, decay. There is nothing wrong with that tree. There are just seasons in the life of a tree that involve descent. We literally call it fall. This station, although not found in scripture, is traditionally three separate stations that I've combined into one. It symbolizes Jesus's humanity and his ever-decreasing strength as he moves towards his public death. After a brutal beating, flogging, and forced to carry his own cross, the invitation is to know that Jesus suffered weakness too, that there are parts of a human life that you are just not in charge of. Jesus partook in falling down. Gravity is nothing you are in charge of. When you stumble, or the agencies in place to keep you upright go askew, a power greater than your will pulls you to the ground. It's not about your lack of faith. It's about understanding the fragile and weak parts about your incarnation. Here's some examples of other powers greater than your willpower. Your cardiovascular system, weather patterns, tectonic plates, comets. Your need to breathe. Your need for water. Your need to give love to another. Your need to receive love from another. Wonder, black holes, accidents, randomness, bullets, fire, nuclear fallout, fear, sadness, joy, excitement, disgust, anger, your body, your existence. When the agencies that keep us upright go askew, we fall, all of us. Even Jesus.